Hey everybody, welcome to God Still Speaks podcast. I'm your host, Leon Depria, and welcome to everybody that is listening. Maybe you are driving in the car, maybe you're getting ready for work, maybe you're already at work, maybe it is nighttime, where you're watching from all around the world. We have literally thousands of downloads a day on our podcast. I hope you're going to enjoy this session. 10, 15 minutes of your time, and it's going to bless you. I want to speak about something that is very, very important. I call it the three laws that will unlock the power of your mind. I'm going to say it again. The three laws that will unlock the power of your mind. Your mind is very powerful. And what Christians did is a lot of Christians, in fact, especially your Pentecostals, and I'm a Pentecostal, I'm a charismatic, I believe in God and the supernatural power of God, the prophetic, but they've thrown their mind and intelligence out of the equation. They said, no, if you imagine it is from the devil, where actually we as prophets know that the prophetic gift comes and is birthed in the imagination. The voice of God comes from a realm of imagination. Now, three laws that'll make you, or three laws to unlock the power of your mind. Number one, your mind needs a focus. Your mind needs a focus. I'm going to give you three laws. Your mind must have a focus. You see, your mind and your memory continually replays the past if it doesn't have a future. People that are constantly living in the past and they have memories of the past keep replaying over and over, it is because they've lost traction or focus of the future. Your imagination replays your future. So let me say it again. Your memory replays your past and your imagination replays your future. If you don't have an imagination for a future, you're going to be sitting with memories of the past that will imprison you and cage you, and you'll get nowhere in life. You see, God gives us images and pictures and visions of our future to give us hope, to expand our mind, what I call the synesis of our spirit. The synesis is the mind, the ability, your capacity to think big. You know, the Bible says in Isaiah 43 verse 19, the Bible says that God says, I will do a new thing. I will do a new thing. So I'm still on the first law. Your mind needs a focus. I want to encourage you to get a new thing, a new vision, a new clarity for your mind. Never, once you are finished with a project, get a new project. Once you're finished achieving a certain goal, get a new goal. Do something new. Get a focus. The Apostle Paul says, I forget the things that are behind me and I focus on the things that are ahead of me. I press toward the upward call in Christ Jesus. He says, there's one thing I do. I forget those things behind me and I press towards the future. One thing I do. You know, the book of Genesis 15, the Bible says that that God said to Abraham, see the stars. That is what your children are going to be like. See the sand of the seashore. That is what your descendants are going to be like. But God told Abraham to continually see and get his mind focused on something new. The picture in your mind controls your behavior. I'm going to say it again. The picture in your mind controls your behavior. You will always act like the very person you think you are. You will act like the very person you think you are. You see, the first thing God will do is bless you with an image of how he sees you, and he does it through prophets. He will bring a prophecy. He will do something to come and bless you and to say, listen here, this is who you really are. He comes to Gideon. Gideon is the child in the smallest family, obscure, hiding away from God. And yet the Lord comes to him and said, mighty man of valor, mighty man of valor. God introduced Gideon to whom he saw him to actually. Gideon saw himself as a coward. He was a coward. He was hiding away in the smallest family, rugged child. Yet God comes and he says, mighty man of valor. And Gideon says, what, me? And the Lord says, yes, I'm speaking to you. You see, we have to change the image of how God sees us for us to have victory. He says to Jeremiah, Jeremiah, he says to Jeremiah, I've called you as a prophet to the nations. And Jeremiah says, but I'm young, I'm a child. And God says to him, shut up, you are a prophet. That's it. I didn't ask your opinion about your age. I didn't ask your opinion about what you think. You are a prophet. That is what I see you as. You see, you must act like the person whom God said you are. Walk, talk, speak, think the way God said you are. The picture you see of yourself is what you will be tomorrow. Scholars will call this self-portrait or a self-image, a self-conduct. It is very important and one of the greatest keys to success. If you see yourself as a victim, you pre-program the enemy to see yourself, to see you like that. If you see yourself victorious, you pre-program the enemy to see you as victorious. The first law of your mind is to get something new, focus on something new. The second law of the mind, to unlock your mind to become powerful, is what we call to give it instruction and give it a command. You must command your mind. You must speak to your mind, harness it, the thinking, the energy of your mind, so that it has the ability to acquire the information, work through it, and expand. Unless you command your mind cannot think. You see, your brain is a muscle. Your mind is the spiritual muscle of your brain. You can sit in a conversation with people that you don't enjoy. I've sat in a conversation with people, I really don't enjoy them. Every word irritates me, but they might have something that I want or need. And I'll sit for that conversation hours long, sit, just until I hear something. Why? My mind is continually looking for something new so that I can expand my synesis. You see, something you may need may be hidden in someone that you don't enjoy. Your mind constantly wants knowledge, information, and to be commanded. You must instruct your mind and command your mind what to think, where to go, and tell it what to do. Let's get to the third law of how to unlock the power of your mind. Your mind needs a hero. I'm going to say it again. Your mind needs a hero. There must be a hero in your life that excites you, that when you look at that hero, your role model, that when you look at their life, there's something in that life, in their life that you want. Maybe it is their way of ability of handling finances. Maybe it is their ability to speak. Maybe it is their ability that have run business or ministry, but whatever it is, but it's something that you can look at somebody, they can mentor you, that when you look at them, you think about them or you speak to them, they constantly challenge you to come out of mediocrity. Your mind needs a hero. You see, Elisha found a hero in Elijah. Isaac and Jacob found a hero in Abraham. Ruth found a hero in Naomi. Timothy found a hero in Paul. And I can go through, I can say Joshua found a hero in Moses. You need somebody that can challenge your mind, a hero. You see, your hero decides where your energy, your endurance, and experience will be focused to. Your hero will determine where your energy, your endurance, and your experiences in life will be focused to. Anyone who has succeeded where you want to succeed, anyone who has conquered what you have longed to conquer, can be your hero. Don't have a hero that is behind you in life. Have a hero that is ahead of you, that it challenges your mind. You see, our mind is like our kingdom, our city, our garden to tend. When Adam and Eve was put in the Garden of Eden, they were given to tend the garden, and they allowed a snake, Eve allowed a snake to come in. You see, you have a garden, the garden of your mind. You must pull out the snakes completely and kill them. Remove every bad attitude, every bad thinking, every bad thought, and every person that speaks to you that doesn't speak to the vision of your life. Three laws of how to unlock the power of your mind. The law Your mind needs, law number one, your mind needs a focus. Law number two, your mind needs a command and an instruction. Number three, your mind needs a hero. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And if you have, please like it, rate it, comment it. Go share it on Facebook, share it with somebody, send it to your email list. And every day we come to you at 6 a.m. In Central African time, 6 a.m. we come to you with a powerful, practical, prophetic podcast. So go follow our ministry on leondeprier.com. or encounterchurch.co.za. You can YouTube us or Google on, you'll find our websites on Facebook, leondeprier.com, encounterchurch.co.za. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, subscribe to our podcast. I can't wait to speak to you again tomorrow morning. God bless you.